Well, since we're not going 17-0, I don't really see a reason to do this. I don't like him anymore. I'm kidding, but 80% of you are not.
Yeah.
There's probably like 30% of the fan base that wants Trubisky to start this week, so.
Oh. There were people calling in the GR saying that they wanted
to. We don't mess with that, like GR is like Voldemort.
Oh, I know. I just thought
a station that shall not be named.
They're also saying they want Dable fired. They're also saying that they want McDermott for liability from all the players.
Yeah, like, cut Tremaine and.
Hey, Bulldog, I've been watching football for 25 years, and I just got to tell you, I always said they should have drafted Josh Rosen. That's the better pocket passer. I mean, he's probably tearing it up there in Arizona. Oh, no, that's not him.
Oh, man. But ugliness, week one.
Yeah. But you know what?
Rust.
The team barely played together in the preseason.
I think they did get a little cocky.
Well, also.
Just a little.
They were on a high. Everyone was like, talking high about them all week. They were like, I don't know. Sometimes that gets to you.
But I still don't think the sky is falling because people really underrated that defense severely.
We didn't.
No.
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about Bills fans and Bills fans in general.
Had a long winning streak for a reason last year.
Yeah.
And it showed yesterday.
The Bills fans in general did not expect them to be that. Like, people expected them to regress faster.
Well, I've been beating this drum all week, but I know you guys are going to have to hear it again, but I haven't said it on the air, so I'm going to have to say it again. Line of scrimmage domination controls football. I don't care how good your quarterback is. I don't care how good your receivers are. Line of scrimmage domination wins football and makes football so much easier for the team who's dominating the line of scrimmage.
Are you surprised, though, that only three guys were being rushed and they controlled that much?
Yeah. When I heard they only blitzed once, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Running back is not the only problem for this team. Guard. Guard is a huge problem. Do you guys know that Cody Ford was actually pulled out before the first half ended?
Well, I did not know that.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And John Feliciano, from the tape that I've seen, he got destroyed by Hayward. Like, it was just an absolute mismatch.
I'll give Darrell Williams a little benefit of the doubt because he's playing against TJ Watt in week one, but he didn't look great either.
And Deion was still battling COVID. I don't think he's 100%.
So. I don't. There were a lot of holding penalties. I know that.
Well, they were well deserved.
Deion had three.
They didn't hold.
There was that kill. One drive that the holding penalties cost him three first downs, and I think they ended up punting that drive or something. No, I think they turned it over on downs. Yeah. That drive. But there was three first downs taken away because of holding. So.
Yeah. So, the sky is not falling though. Bills Mafia, stop attacking each other. We are the voice of reason here, which is crazy. When did we become the voice of reason, guys?
combined IQ in here is six.
Like, we literally have like some sort of like rant every single episode, but we're still keeping things together.
You could say the sky is falling if they were to lose this week to the Dolphins.
No,
then they lose to the Texans.
Yeah, 0-4 or 1-3
that's a no-brainer.
You're talking, yes, exactly.
But this was one game, so
Texans are the number one seed in the AFC. I don't know what the problem is.
They're winning that division. Ty God,
hey Tyrod,
we turned out with a Ty God, man. He was so good.
Someone did tweet out that we should try to trade for Tyrod just in case. I swear to God,
yes.
Whoever that is, I
hope I muted you.
First of all,
because you're an idiot.
First of all. I mean, I don't hate Tyrod, so I'm happy where he is. He's a starter. He's finally has, like, no, like...
If it was up to him, Matt Barkley would be on a roster right now.
Okay, well... This is different. Tyrod's different. This is a different story, all right? Tyrod, he deserves where he's at.
Yeah, like, let him be an average quarterback for a shitty team in peace, people, all right?
I do have to say, well, I don't want to make this a Tyrod episode, but I do have to admit, you watched Tyrod throwing those 50-50 balls. I actually didn't think it was Tyrod.
Yeah.
He threw some pretty nice 50-50 balls down the field.
He's been known as a very conservative thrower. Yeah. Maybe he's like, fuck it.
No, his deep ball is really good.
He had a pretty average team around him.
He's got touch. He's got touch.
It's very good touch. Like,
he's always been a gamer.
I remember in 2015-16, they were calling him like, you know, like a Russell Wilson type player. His potential was that. But
right. He was maybe like J.P. Lawson.
Well,
maybe.
That's actually disrespectful.
I'm saving this
to J.B. Lothman.
We're saving this talk for week four.
What?
No,
Tyrod Taylor disrespect on this pod.
We'll save this for week four. We have 2 weeks before we talk about this.
if I'm going to be concerned about anything, it's the Steelers' offense. I'm just going to say it. When Big Ben throws the ball, it looks like the ball weighs 100 pounds.
Yeah.
The fact that, I mean, they didn't get much going. I know that if our offense doesn't get things going, then the defense eventually gets tired. Our defense did well.
Yeah.
You know, they shut Najee down for the most part. But
we said before the game that this was the worst time to play Pittsburgh.
It is, but
Ben's healthy.
But Ben,
even with his noodle fucking arm,
I mean, he still looked bad. Well, I mean, I know he had his moments, but I'm wondering if it's a cause for concern that if Ben could do what he did, be it not much, be it thanks to his defense most of the time, when we do play more mobile, younger, stronger armed quarterbacks. Is that a cause for concern?
No. I think you still have to respect it because in the beginning of Big Ben's career, he only had to be serviceable with a great defense. And now he's kind of back to that because, like, he's older and the weapons.
Yeah,
are
but
so
at least
good.
When he was younger, he still had like the young skill set.
He's still hard to be taken down.
He was fatter back then.
He's back then.
Back then, he was like fucking Jared Lorenzen. Oh, may he rest in peace. By the way,
in the defense, of the Bills' defense here, defense only held them to 16 points.
I actually have nothing to complain about the defense.
I don't have much to complain about, like, this game. Like, I was very mad right after the game because obviously a Bills loss is whatever. But like, this game went exactly like it did the last time we played Pittsburgh. It was a tough game. It was won and lost in the trenches. It was a pick six that won it for us. Now this time it was a block punt that lost it for us.
That's what I'm saying. The defense only gave up 16 points. So
the defense wasn't bad. They ran out of gas in the second half.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is...
bad offensive line play and piss poor play calling.
That block punt was basically the game right
that
there.
Was the game.
Yeah, that was, and that was basically offense giving up the touchdown. Special teams, basically.
You can make the case it was a very good defensive game. Like it's not like the Bills were like mismatched in every
You
phase.
Would think though the Bills' offense is much better than the Steelers, so it's more impressive on the Steelers' defensive side.
Yeah.
But I will say this: our formula for winning games is passing, obviously. 51 dropbacks, 30 completions. Not Josh's best, but I think what basically won this game for the Steelers was, again, they dominated the line of scrimmage, and when you force a team to constantly just do one thing, it gets tiring, it gets aggravating when it's not working, and they know you can't run, and it becomes too much for you to just do one thing well.
That's what I was going to ask. Is 51 dropbacks like somewhat concerning at all, or do you want them to keep on that pace?
The Bills,
I mean, I wouldn't like them on 51, but I'm okay with. I mean, I want the ball in our playmaker's hand, and he's our playmaker. So
the Bills knew they wouldn't be able to run the ball.
He can't throw 60 times a game, though. That's
why can't he?
No, you don't want to do that.
Why though?
No, you just don't. That doesn't win.
Then we're not going to run.
It doesn't win consistently, though.
We don't have a running back.
History has shown, even if you're really good at it, you can't win doing that every game.
All right, here comes the Singletary slander. I know that the yard, like the big rushes they had, was after the block punt, but he looked, even though it was technically garbage time, he did look shifty.
No, like he looks like Ronaldo out there flopping around and he gets fucking touched by a breeze and he falls over. He can't break a tackle to save his life.
He made running back plays.
No. So I got a question for you then.
Like, that's still a Steelers defense that you're still going against, even though it ends the last minute.
What are your thoughts on them in putting Zach Moss as inactive?
That was dumb.
That was dumb. You don't take out your best pass-blocking running back against a team that's going to get after your quarterback.
Actually, here's my take on that. I know that the reason why they want to put more defensive linemen in the game so they, you know, you can keep your edge rushers and defensive tackles like fresh.
It was to keep Breda in the lineup. They said it was to keep Breda. They wanted
to keep
speed.
Breda in the lineup.
Breda and McKenzie. They wanted speed.
Well, that's like what I wanted to say is because like I know they wanted to keep them fresh, but I feel like they need to do more of a job of like keeping like those certain edge rushers in like Epineza instead of rotating them as much because you want them to get their reps and maybe develop into the pass rushers that they could be, but they're not because they keep throwing an Addison in there.
But you're not developing, and you're not developing in regular season now. It's Jerry Hughes getting almost every snap. You're not rotating that much.
Yeah, so it's just still rotating. It's still
I don't know. I heard that it was Moss. They were saying he wasn't healthy, and then he sent out the tweet that said he was 100%, and then he deleted the tweet. And then it was, they said they wanted speed. They wanted Brayden in there because of the speed. They wanted McKenzie because of the speed.
Then how do you?
It was a bad decision. Cause
how do you Moss in lineup then?
You don't. You're not. You're never going to dress five backs because Taiwan Jones is never getting scratched.
And as much as you like talk about Singletary, they're not going to enact in.
I know. I don't know what their love affair is with him. He's not an NFL running back. I got somebody on Twitter said that he is. But I'm hard pressed to find another team where Devin Singletary is a starter. Give me a team where he's a starter.
It's very true.
Where? Maybe Seattle? Maybe Baltimore?
No, he's not better than Chris Carson.
Yeah, maybe Baltimore because they're on their eighth fucking running back. Where does Singletary fit start? So anyone that's listening, it's Bills Mafia, tweet me. Tell me where Devin Singletary plays as a starter that's not Buffalo, because he doesn't. He's not an NFL. He's not an NFL running back. I don't care what anyone says. He's not an RB1. He's not. He's a complimentary back if we had an RB1.
I don't think anyone said he was an RB1.
Oh, my God.
All they have.
Do you go online at all? Everyone thinks he's a fucking RB1. I got attacked for an hour and a half after the game saying because I said he wasn't an RB1.
Because myself, I think Breida and McKenzie need to stay in the lineup just for that same
game. I don't think Breida needs to be in the lineup at all whatsoever. Yeah. I don't think – I think they
– They won 13 games without Matt Breida last year.
Yeah, I don't think he's a difference maker. He doesn't splash when I look at him. He
four carries for 4 yards.
Yeah, I'm okay with Breida not being in the lineup. You're going to keep McKenzie because of punt returns and kickoffs.
Oh, that was a great punt. That was a great kickoff return to start the game.
But if the line is going to play this bad, Zach Moss needs to be in the lineup every week. Every week. You can't sit him.
No, if there's any concern for me, it is the offensive line.
Yeah, over
the
course Zach of the Moss will help. Zach Moss probably would have helped a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying he would have stopped every guy coming in, but Moss would have definitely helped.
Yeah, I mean, we said it like in the preview. We were like, this is a thin offensive line.
We were saying this a month and a half ago.
Even where we're good, we're thin.
Yeah.
You know who also was saying this? Brendan Bean. That's why he drafts an offensive line. Because he was like, we need to address running game.
Yeah, but then he cut two of the guys.
Did you guys
see that tweet of like someone comparing John Feliciano to Ken Hull? Like someone actually said that, oh, you know, John Feliciano.
Wasn't that dude from, what's that movie? Oh, Mr. Deeds, the guy that can't see straight. He's got the two fucking eyes.
Oh,
was that the guy that said it?
But like someone actually said that Feliciano honestly isn't a starting guard on like any other team, to be honest with you.
Probably not.
No, he's not, because they keep over giving too much value to these guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is Mitch Morse checked out?
No, I don't think so. I listened to his post game stuff. He didn't seem checked out.
Okay, good.
I would have thought that maybe a little bit without seeing those comments, but seeing the comments made me think he was not.
But besides all that, I think the biggest question mark is Cody Ford. Like, he was taken out.
He's been the biggest question mark.
And it's like that just proves that like how their guard play is just not good, because when you get benched before the first half ends, and it's like, it's just very concerning.
They should be playing Spencer Brown at guard and taking out Feliciano.
Yeah, like because they need some youth there big time.
I just need to just put a bigger body in there that's younger, that's faster. He may struggle a little bit, but it can't get any worse than that performance. They didn't even blitz. They blitzed one fucking time. So how much? What are we gonna do in week three when Washington comes to town? We'll talk about that in a couple weeks, but like, holy shit.
That's the thing with Miami. Miami, I don't think they have like the D-line that Pittsburgh has.
No, but you don't have to.
That's true.
If they're rushing three, I mean, that's incredible. I mean,
Miami, they're a 3-4 as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be a similar setup.
And they'll probably pressure more, honestly, because their secondary is so much better than Pittsburgh.
Their front seven's still pretty good. Like,
but their back half is awesome. Miami's got a top five secondary.
Hell, top 10 linebacking core.
Yeah, and they're pretty good. This is not a – Miami's not a solid
– I mean, they don't have a TJ Watt on their team, but it's still decent.
Yeah.
And, well, let me just say this. If they're a problem for offensive line, holy fuck, Washington.
Yeah, it worries me, man. Every day that passes, it worries me, that matchup. I don't want to look ahead too much, but, man, holy shit. Before we go to Miami – do you want to do the Buffalo's best performer of the week?
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
All
right. So, as you all know, well, most of you should know if you pay attention, we have started recording at Buffalo's Best Bar and Grill, and we're very thankful for that they've given us this space. So as kind of a shout out and a thank you to them, we're going to be doing a Buffalo's Best Performer of the Week. And this week we've all decided on the guy you all love and collectively, without a doubt, middle linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. We thought he was all over the field making plays. He had three solo tackles. He had a pass deflected. And honestly, if you watch the game and you know football, you know he played well and was big for us on defense.
100%.
And he was a big reason why they shut down Najee Harris. 16 rushes for 45 yards, under 3 yards a carry. That's just because we were so the fact that him and Ed Oliver were both huge factors.
With Star out. Them.
Yeah, with Star out. Like, that's honestly huge.
Yeah. All right. We got to Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our division leaders.
You're right there.
It doesn't even sound right.
I mean, it doesn't sound right.
Like we've been like pumping up the Dolphins for the last year. All of a sudden, they're in first place. We're like, fuck.
Barely. They just snuck it out against the Patriots.
But they really did. They won because of a fumble. Yeah. Patriots would have won that game. It was only a 1-point win.
Won that game.
And the Patriots would have been in first, and that'd be like nothing new. They'd be just like, okay.
We've been same old Bills.
We're back in the regular dimension.
Yeah. Bizarre world's over.
Hey, at least the Jets aren't in first place.
Well, that hasn't happened in 20 years. So. Well, at least.
I'm not going to lie. If the Jets were the only team 1-0.
Yeah.
That'd be
oh, like if the Dolphins and Pats
I'd probably be going to a lawyer and get my will filled out.
This portion of the episode is sponsored by Premier Cigars, the Premier Cigar Lounge in Buffalo, New York. 1327 Jefferson Avenue. Put some smoke in the air.
Anyway, though, let me start with Tua. So,
turn the ball over?
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
I heard it like 800 times, so it's not a big deal.
But so we just came off a week where we played an immobile, older quarterback who is very smart and knows the game very well, and now we're playing a guy who's pretty mobile. I mean, he can move. He can get away a little bit. Young and maybe not the smartest because of, you know, only 1 year in the league. He'll make some mistakes. Holy shit, you all right there?
Yeah.
A DJ's on the floor.
Tua's got you all riled up.
Bitch, I don't know what to
do. Get the list.
So I guess Tua's the mic now because he just beat the shit out of it.
We concerned about Tua?
No.
Nah. Still. Ben could do what he did in one.
Not as much as Tua, I think the weapons, like...
Weapons are good.
The factor, the biggest difference, I think, between Ben and Tua is going to be the decision-making. I don't think Tua is there.
Right.
He can't improvise where Big Ben can.
I think Tua will run a little bit on us.
Can you give us, what was Tua's QBR against the Bills in Week 17? Against their backups?
If you look at his stat line, it looks pretty impressive until you get to QBR. It's 15.7. Okay,
that right there, what you just said, is the problem, and that's why we lost Week 1. So
yeah.
Why don't you not do that?
Oh, well, I won't.
Yeah.
15.7.
I mean, that was pretty much my average score in math. So, I mean, that's not... That's
I can't even count to 15.
That's a number I'm familiar with. But I don't know. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they did in the past. I'm looking at last year's box score, and I don't really care. It's this year, and not how we respond after. We didn't have, you know, first week adversity. Like, we'll see how their team responds. I think it's perfect timing. This is a good time to get on the road. They have the stadium news where the vaccinated people are only going to be allowed in. And then there's the GR idiots that keep calling and all the pressure. And I think it's a good time to go down to Miami and slap the shit out of them.
So that helps, actually, just to get away after a terrible game.
I will say this about the Dolphins, though. That's kind of concerning. Mike Gesicki, 0 catches against New England.
Yeah, he doesn't worry me that much anymore.
No?
No. I don't know. I mean, he'll have a couple, but I'm not
was anything, he even was about. He even targeted?
Twice.
Yeah.
I wonder
if it was a Fitz thing more than anything. If Fitz liked him and Tua doesn't have that relationship with him.
You would think that Tua would like him. Yeah, he's like a security blanket.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but think.
He's only played with him for a season. I mean, it's not uncommon for a guy. Like, look at Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Who's his number one receiver? No one fucking knows.
Yeah.
So, same kind of concept.
Man hurts.
As much as, he, you know, you think he'd go to Gesicki because of his skill set, doesn't mean he's going to.
I will say, I think our defensive line has a leverage over their offensive line. So, I really think that I think we'll go another week of, like, shutting down the run game, especially Gaston and Ahmed.
One more thing with Gesicki, too, is there's a new offensive coordinator this year in Miami. It's not.
Right.
Chan Gailey or whatever it was.
Shane Gailey. Based off of the first game, it looks like Devontae Parker and Jalen Waddle are the favorite targets. And it'll be interesting with Will Fuller playing next week for the first time.
Yeah, and Devontae Parker last year in Week 17 went off on us.
What, was it garbage time,
seven,
though? Or was
I don't know, but it's still seven catches for 116 yards.
Okay, fair.
I mean, it's still a pretty decent amount, whether it's garbage. It was probably against second stringers.
Oh, definitely second stringers most of the game.
They took Trey White wasn't out there against them or anything. So.
Yeah, I don't think Trey White played that game.
I don't think he did either. I think it was Levi and who Josh Norman.
I mean, the highest – the person with the most catches last week was Gaskin, actually, five catches. But you're right, Parker was targeted the most at seven targets. But
yeah, I think you'll see more maybe Jalen Waddle this week. I think he'll try to get something going with him.
These numbers are not that impressive from last week against New
England. His longest pass was only 36 yards, but obviously that's based off – personnel that they were looking at,
it's like,
but
26 yards longer than Josh's pass last week.
To be honest, even though the Dolphins won, the Patriots receivers, their numbers are actually more impressive than
the Dolphins should have lost.
Yeah. Mac Jones is better.
I mean, Mac Jones played pretty well. I don't like Mac Jones very much, but I think there might be something there. I don't know if he's the second coming of Brady, but
I guess we'll have to see on that.
Yeah,
but I don't know. The Dolphins don't overly scare me.
I don't think it's a game where I'm like, oh my god. Like, I don't think this is a trap. I don't think this is.
Their defensive tackles are. Wilkins is all right, but
it's, I just think this is a bounce back game. I think we'll outcoach Flores. I think McDermott outcoaches Flores. I think we just bounce back. I think Josh has never lost against the Dolphins, right?
He lost one.
Charles Clay dropped that.
Charles Clay. That's right. Yeah. The fucking Charles. Yeah, he's a bitch too.
That's another one.
Charles Clay, if you're listening, dude, I fucking hate
you. Is he retired?
Yeah.
Well, that's a retired bitch list. That's different.
That's different. That's a different bitch list.
Wait, is he? Can we confirm that he's retired?
Hold on.
Can we confirm or deny that Charles Clay? He's got. Who the fuck would sign him?
The Raiders.
True.
He's got hands like my man Kyle.
He's a free agent, he's listed as.
So he's essentially retired.
He's retired. Means no one wants him.
He's only 32.
That's fucking old.
Yeah, that's pretty old for a tight end.
I can tell you, I'm 35. Yeah, I'm 35. That's fucking old.
Oh, he last played in 2019 for the Cardinals.
Wow, I did not know he didn't play last year. You know what? It's good for you, Charles Clay.
He sucks. He's a bitch. He fucking was wide open.
He was. That dude, how the game, remember that? It was the end of the
game. Kyle, if you're listening, you would have caught that thing.
If he catches that ball, Josh Allen's undefeated against the Dolphins.
Okay, if it was an incompletion by Helen, if Helen Keller could have thrown it, then at least would have been an overthrow for a Ray Charles.
All right, let's not get into all the blind famous people.
I could have thrown that shit in the air to myself, and I would have ran to the end zone and caught it before Charles Clay.
So,
dude's a bitch.
Bitch.
We're gonna make that an official like graphic.
It's crazy because I don't want it to be, but apparently it's gonna be a thing.
What?
DJ's bitch list.
The bitch list. Yeah, I didn't want it to be a thing, but
we're gonna put it on Twitter and update it each week.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something special for Mecole Hardman for that week.
It'll be like Weed and Boys meme where it shows like, are you sure the Weed and Boys? And it shows like each person that beat the Cowboys, but it's every single that gets on DJ's bitch list.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
You got
fantastic.
You got school, and then it's just, and then it's like the they're like the star. Congratulations, and it's Mecole Hardman. You're a bitch.
So this week, obviously, it seems like we're like dogging the Dolphins because we're not really don't have a lot. I don't feel like we don't have a lot to say, but I think it's because this should be a victory.
Can I just throw one tidbit up there for Charles Clay?
No.
He was the first Bills tight end with back-to-back seasons with 50-plus receptions and 500-plus yards.
Really?
Name another Bills tight end ever?
Mark Campbell?
I can name a bunch of them.
I mean, good ones.
Jay Ramirezma.
Scott Chandler.
Pete Metzelaars.
Scott Chandler. Get the fuck out of here.
Lee Smith. How fucking dare you?
Oh my God. Kevin Everett. Get him started on Kevin Lee Smith shit.
We got a six-round pick for Lee Smith.
Kevin Everett. Come on now.
Screw you. Scott Chandler.
Yeah, that's what I said. Scott Chandler.
Where have you been? He said that.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Wow, I did not hear that.
You're in the same room.
I heard everything else.
He's 3 feet from me.
No, I literally heard every other name besides that. Okay.
Tyler Croft.
Stop. All of you, stop it.
Kevin Everett.
OJ. Sorry. I thought you said serial killer. My bad. My bad. We're talking about tight ends still. My bad, guys.
Wait, wait.
That's my mistake.
Wait, Nick O'Leary.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nick No Gloves O'Leary?
Oh, Sean Nelson.
Yo,
I can, all right, you guys
listen,
are fucking.
Guys, listen, ready. Poop, shit, fuck. I can yell random shit, too, and it sticks.
Well, shit does stick to me.
I mean, if you're, hopefully your shit sticks or else you have another problem there, buddy.
Where the hell did we?
I don't know.
What just happened?
I don't know. We were talking about Bills tight end.
Again, do you guys remember we were talking about our IQ at the beginning of the show?
We are the itself. Bills fans' sense of reality. That's what you. And if you say otherwise, then I'm sorry.
All right, we got predictions.
Potato to mustard.
Come on.
I got one.
Okay.
Wait, like score or like a thing?
Score, sure.
I'm going to do the Bills squeak it out 22-17.
What the fuck?
I think Bills fans are going to sweat out another one.
Holy fuck. Who are you guys?
It's the fucking Dolphins. I'm saying that's a little bit, like, if they go 0-2.
I'd be more worried if fucking Ace Ventura was back there at quarterback.
If they go 0-2, it's not going to be good because then they have the football team
first
the next
of all,
week.
I'm saying right now on the show, if we go 0-2, I'm deleting Twitter. 1,000%. You guys will never see me on Twitter again. I don't even want to go on.
Okay, that is bullshit.
No way. If they go 0-2, I'm done with Twitter. I cannot even fathom what Bills Mafia would be like if they go 0-2 and lose to the Dolphins.
And I'm not going to lie. There's a good – like, we don't know what's going to happen. That's
we
another.
Where they're going to win.
That's why there really isn't much to say because there's so much uncertainty. Like, so much. Like, there's nothing given.
It's given they're going to go to Miami and whoop that ass. I don't know. It's a given.
The Bills squeak it out 17-14.
Holy shit.
Wow. Is this the Bills of 1998? We going to put up any fucking points?
The Bills squeak it out.
Hey, they said Doug Flutie.
The Miami's defense, I know they did a lot of yards last year, but their defense is still pretty good. Holy so they're going to squeak it out. They have,
save me here.
They have a good performance, and the defense absolutely wrecks it out. I think it's gonna take some time until the offense really figures this out.
Yeah, but points just get scored in this league, though.
Gabe, I'm going to need you to save us here.
I'm going to go 27-18 Bills.
All right. I'm the only one.
Well, what are you going to do, 50-4?
Like, dude, I...
38-2. I don't know how you get negative, but we're going to figure it out.
Well, there's a new rule. If you're a bitch, you get -2, so...
I think 38-28.
Okay.
I think we'll give up some points, unfortunately. But
I remember last year, they had a third-quarter comeback, and the Bills still won the fourth down.
38-28.
My prediction is that they're going to struggle offensively for the first few weeks, but then they'll get rolling once the easier part of the schedule comes out.
I think Josh is coming out fucking slinging.
I don't.
Yeah, but I can't see Miami's defense holding them to the same thing as Pittsburgh's defense.
There's just no fucking way.
And if they do, fuck me.
Yeah, right? I mean, like...
Well, I'm not disrespecting Josh Allen. I just don't trust...
No,
I just don't trust the offensive line. That's
what I get that. I'm just saying, I just don't see Miami's defense being equivalent to Pittsburgh's.
Ask Kyle Van Noy if Josh Allen needs an offensive line. Because he's a bitch, too. He got stiff-armed into, like, fucking
oblivion. Well, he's back in New England.
Yeah, because he got stiff-armed the fuck out of him in Miami. He's like, I'm fucking going back to New England where it's safe. They take this squish the fish shit seriously in Buffalo.
No, it's actually, side note, it's kind of funny how, like, players, coaches, and personnel always go somewhere else. And they, like, the only exemption is, like, the Dolphins coach.
I think.
Yeah.
I still think it's really funny that Anthony Barr was going to be a Jet, and then he realized, like, someone must have told him, like, dude, you're going to play Josh twice a year. And he's like, second thought, I'm staying in Minnesota.
Ain't getting hurdled twice now.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I'm good in Minnesota.
I mean, when you second guess the New York Jets, and I feel like you're making a pretty good decision in life. All right, that's a top 10 decision that you can make in your own life.
Well, I remember him saying he was physically sick at the thought that, like, he was going to be a Jet.
Yeah,
or something like that.
I'm physically sick just thinking about the Jets. So
I'm surprised we're not physically sick right now.
I know.
Fucking scumbags in
Jersey. You know the Jets had never.
Are they a bitch?
No, they had never had a decade where they ran a division. You know, all like the Bills, Pats, and Dolphins all had like a decade where they ran a division. The Jets never had it. So,
Jets got the first Super Bowl.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Joe Namath.
When was that? 1969.
No.
Yeah, congratulations.
It was like 1970. So yeah.
Same thing. Say the Dan Marino on here.
Oh yeah, actually yeah.
Yeah, I like Dan Marino. We can do that. We'll have it slide.
All right, happy birthday, Dan Marino.
Happy birthday to the best quarterback of that draft class. That's not what I said.
I mean, he has a point there. That's fine. That is completely fine. All I'm going to say is that Ken O'Brien had a winning record against Dan Marino.
Hey,
Ken
he's second best.
Ken O'Brien was a Jet.
What the fuck are you doing?
Ken O'Brien God. And a Jet. We don't praise Jets on here, so no.
Okay, here's my who I think is going to be the best defensive player. I think Ed Oliver is going to have a big game. I think he's going to have 2 sacks. I think their defensive line is going to absolutely just make up for what they didn't do last week.
You know what? I think Allen is going to retry that bomb to Sanders again for a touchdown.
Tyler Bass is the leading scorer.
Shit.
I mean, he ain't lying right now.
I think Josh Allen's stat line is going to look a lot similar to the Week 17 matchup.
Ooh. Okay.
3 touchdowns, maybe a pick.
I do have him for going for a high completion percentage, but one or two touchdowns.
I think he's going to have a good game. I think he bounces back. I think Daboll isn't as cute this week with the play calling and just goes back to the basics and lets Josh just sling it.
Yeah, let's not talk about that fourth down play.
Holy fuck. Yeah, I didn't want to bring that
throw
up.
Throw it back.
You know, that's right. We're on to Miami now.
We got that play from 2002.
We're on to Miami. And it worked.
They did, actually. It was the same exact play. I saw
Willis
that.
McGahee. Fuck Willis McGahee.
So can we acknowledge how Drew Bledsoe and Willis McGahee did executed something better than, you know, Allen and Singletary?
I don't know. Why you keep slapping the fucking table, though?
Don't do that. You'll break the table. Then we'll fill in for a
I'm going to jump through this table to win the Super Bowl.
Don't hurt my
game. Oh, no. It's over.
What was the quote on Sunday? They're going 6-11 and Josh Allen sucks. Was that the quote?
Ooh, Ritz. Did he have? He recorded it. He got you on record saying that.
I played
for the fans.
I was just mad. All right.
You think you know a guy?
So guys, when you hear WGR's fucking wireline, just know that it's Ritz calling in. You fucking fucks!
I was really pissed. I was mad.
I mean, he already is a boomer, so he's already doing half the job.
Is that boomer? Like a baby boomer?
Yeah.
All right.
On that note,
yeah,
like fins up.
Let's circle those wagons this week.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, 71 Blitz on Twitter, Instagram.
Start an argument with
Facebook.
Us.
Yeah, if you want to start an argument, just tweet us at and talk about Devin Singletary and how good he is, because I will fucking roast you. So,
and remember to follow and subscribe to us on Built in Buffalo YouTube and also Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you can listen to get your weekly dose of Premier Bills content.
You saved yourself. You were going to say it again. I know you.
All that matters, I didn't say it. So that.
Oh, yeah. Be sure to check out me live Sunday before the game with Ryan C. on Built in Buffalo's YouTube channel.
Yep.
At 11 a.m. It is the Sunday sit-down with Yo Man.
He'll do what he does best. Talk shit.
Yeah. I would probably try to keep it a little PG more than I do on here. We'll see.
Live. Yeah, you're live.
Live. So. I'm a little rough live, I think, guys. We're going to see how I do.
You don't know. You guys don't know how much we edit.
Go Bills.
Go Bills, yeah.
Yeah, second the wagons.
Right. See you.
Peace out, Tailbreakers.